Welcome back. You're watching Press TV World News. Now, the United States has criticized Israel's latest plans to construct hundreds of new settler units in the occupied West Bank.
Said we've made clear our position on settlement activities many times. We believe that settlements are illegitimate and counterproductive to achieving a two-state outcome. We have deep concerns about these highly contentious construction announcements. They will have detrimental effects on the ground, inflame already heightened tensions with the Palestinians, and further isolate Israel internationally.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Saki says the U.S. is in close contact with Palestinian and Israeli officials over the issue. The settlement construction plans have also drawn an angry reaction from the European Union. The EU has described the activities as, quote, an obstacle to peace and called on Tel Aviv to reverse its decision. Now, on Friday, Israel announced tenders for at least 450 settler units across the West Bank. The settlement constructions are illegal under international law. Israel's ambassador to Washington denies responsibility for a protocol incident that's enraged the White House. The incident involves an invitation extended by congressional leaders to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address the lawmakers about Iran. Now, all that without President Barack Obama having been informed of the invite in breach of the existing protocols. Israeli envoy Ron Dermer now says it was the Senate Speaker's responsibility to notify the U.S. administration. Netanyahu's anti-Iran speech will coincide with Republican-led efforts in Congress to pass legislation on tightening sanctions on Iran. Obama has threatened to veto such legislation, holding that they could torpedo the ongoing nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1 group of countries. The White House has also said that Obama would not meet Netanyahu on his trip to Washington.